This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that continuous efforts are essential for achieving a clean India. Addressing the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 program to mark the 10 years of Swachh Bharat Mission in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi saluted the unwavering spirit of 140 crore Indians for making cleanliness a Jan Andolan. He emphasized that everyone has contributed to the success of the Swachh Bharat Mission. He highlighted that events are being organized today in various parts of the world. Several state chief ministers, ministers and other representatives are participating in the drive. The Prime Minister noted that in just 15 days of Seva Pakhwara, more than 27 lakh events were organized in the country, in which more than 28 crore people participated. He said this day inspires us to fulfill the dream of India envisioned by Mahatma Gandhi and other great personalities of the country. Mr. Modi appreciated the contributions of all countrymen, cleanliness workers, religious leaders, athletes, celebrities, NGOs and media personnel in the success of the Swachh Bharat Mission. Mr. Modi further highlighted that cleanliness projects worth 10,000 crore rupees have been inaugurated today. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Bapu on his birth anniversary. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi Vijay Ghat in Delhi. The Prime Minister will be on a day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees in the state. It includes the launch of ambitious Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,000 crore rupees. The Abhiyan will cover around 63,000 villages in 549 districts, benefiting over 5 crore tribal people. Mr. Modi will also address public meeting at Gandhi Maidan during the concluding ceremony of BJP's Parivartan Yatra in the state. Jammu and Kashmir has registered a voter turnout of 69.65% in the third and last phase of assembly elections. The highest turnout of over 76% was reported in Udhampur district. The Election Commission said voting in the final phase of assembly polls concluded in a peaceful and celebratory atmosphere in all 40 constituencies which went to polls yesterday. In Bihar, the flood situation continues to be grim in 16 districts as several new regions in Kosi, Simanchal and eastern parts have been affected in the past 48 hours. In Madhepura and Saharsa districts, several villages are affected due to deluge of Kosi. Many parts in Khagaria and Muzaffarpur district are also affected by the flood in multiple rivers including Kosi, Bagmati and Gandak. Flood water is also rising in Samastipur due to rapid rise of water level of Karay, Bagmati and Kamla rivers. More than 12 lakh people have been affected due to flood. Iran launched a massive missile attack on Israel last night, raising fears of all-out war in the West Asia region. Iran claimed that the missile attacks were in response to the recent killing of senior leaders of armed groups, Hamas and Hezbollah. Israeli military said around 180 missiles were fired, most of which were intercepted. It said no casualties have been reported from last night's attack, adding that no more threats were seen in Israel's airspace. Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu has warned Tehran that it made a big mistake and will pay for it. In shooting, India's Devanshi bagged a gold in the women's 25-meter pistol on the fourth day of the ISSF Junior World Championship in Lima, Peru. She defeated Italy's Cristina Magnani by 2 points in the final with a score of 35. And with that, we end this news bulletin.